Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
Every single time, I swear to God, we are recording.
Attention-seeking behavior.
He honestly?
Kill him. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't. No, please don't. Oh my God. I want him to live, but I want him to do these freak outs when, like, not right when we're recording. Like, I'd rather him do this freak out. We could giggle. We could have fun. And we could laugh at his expense, etc. All the things you do with pets.
All the things you do with pets.
Because it's like, they do funny things. But they do funny things by human standards. But he's just being a cat, you know? But if a human did this, it would be...
weird. You would tell them to actually leave. You'd be like, are you okay?
It would be atypical to run around the room like that.
Yeah, and then like scratch your favorite little post. Oh, and then hide in your little
hole. Oh, I've never seen him hide in the little hole.
You haven't?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He's got the zoomies right now, gotta say.
And you know what? He didn't this whole time.
He didn't.
That's the upsetting thing.
We get on the mics and he's like, please pay attention to me.
I just remember my fucking bad boy.
Oh my God. There we go.
I knew. I was like, I knew I had one.
The magic of the testicle, you know?
Oh, I've been
Kevin's here.
I've been singing in the magic of the testicles praises this whole time.
It's good to get your I can't even think of a word right now.
You're out of it.
Yep.
I am too.
The inside of your pants?
The inside of my pants?
No, I said the ants out of your pants.
Oh.
It was so hard to say. The ants out of your pants.
And we're doing a bit of a vocal exercise here in the testicle. Because, you know, it's been a while.
It's been 42 weeks.
It's been
2 weeks.
40 days and 40 nights,
it's
really.
It's been 40 days and 40 nights.
No, it's been 2 weeks. That's like...
that's a long time.
It's a long time.
It's
it feels like
years.
A really long time. But also 2 weeks isn't that long.
It's really not that long.
It's not that long, but it feels like it's been 7 years.
It's like when you have conflicting schedule.
Ugh.
There you go.
That's amore, baby.
It's too long. It's not amore, but it is
one
at the same time.
One amore led to another, and you know, then it was 2 weeks.
One amore led to another, and Francis is having a moment.
Francis is so excited that he's in remission.
Yeah,
from
he really
his die a kitty.
You think he did? You think that's why? You think you can tell? He looks quite orange, though. I will say.
I think he's always looked orange,
but his fur looks good lately.
You think so?
I think so. I think he's using a new conditioner. What do you think?
Is it Herbal Essences?
I think so. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Throwback.
Real throwback.
Francis is 90s.
Were you an Herbal or a Garnier Fructis?
I felt like one made my hair too soft and one was not good enough for my hair.
Oh, not Diane. Good enough. I thought Garnier was like for... I mean, first of all, both smell like summer camp to me.
Oh, yeah. Smells like, you know, to me, public pool.
Okay, sure. But
or Pert Plus.
Whatever it is, it involves shower shoes.
Shower shoes.
Yeah.
Or just flip-flops, which is the same thing.
Same thing. I mean...
do you bring little shoes when you stay at a hotel?
No.
I do.
You shower with shoes on?
No. I don't do that,
Oh, you
actually.
Bring slippers.
Bring little slippers.
Jerry does that sometimes. If we were getting an Airbnb, I'd pack... like, if... you know, if it's like a home,
gotta get a little slippy.
You gotta get a little slippy in there.
You don't know. People might be pissing all over the floor.
I know I will.
Yeah. And so
I mean,
will
if
Zoe.
I throw up,
she...
I will.
Oh, God.
Because, you know,
true.
Can't do one without the other.
She also travels with Clorox.
I do. I must clean. I mean, I always find where the Clorox is. I mean, you know, sometimes you drink, sometimes you vom. It's just the way it is.
There's always a laundry room full of Clorox.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It always smells exactly like bleach in there.
The Airbnb knows.
Yeah,
people
are going to throw up and piss on the floor. It's a really tiny bathroom with no window.
And that is the Airbnb guarantee.
That there's not going to be a window in your bathroom at all.
Actually,
they don't want you to ventilate that way at all.
I'm fully over Airbnbs.
Yeah, they kind of suck.
They kind of suck. Like, put me in a hotel. Let me have one of those, let me have a breakfast bar. Let me have a continental breakfast with the cereal dispenser. You
I'm
know?
About to stay at one in San Francisco and like, I think I get... I'm supposedly getting fresh croissants.
Oh,
what?
Well, they're not going to be good.
No.
You
like,
know,
they're never
going to
be good.
They're not going to.
It's not a chain either, but I'll have a review for you next time.
I'm excited to hear about the croissant, even though I know exactly what it's going to taste like.
Ugh, God.
I'll
put the tease in the slimer of what, you know, what they teased me with. The complimentary coffee and fucking baked goods at the
I mean, the complimentary coffee is
covered in
taste
feces.
Like ass.
Oh yeah.
It won't be covered in feces.
It will be.
That would be shocking.
There are some people that make really good coffee at hotels, and there are other people that couldn't give a shit and have never made coffee in their life, or it's their first day and they're just like, they don't understand like the coffee to water ratio.
Oh no.
There should be an extra scoop or two.
It's like, no, it's either way too strong or way too weak. It's never right.
But I'd rather be too strong. At least you can put some freaking water in it.
When it's weak, it's like this tastes like disgusting water.
Exactly. Yeah. My name is Diane.
My name is absolutely Diane. Other thing about Diane, she'll overfill the waffle machine with batter.
Every time.
She'll do way
too
much.
She'll put M&Ms in it. That's annoying.
Oh, yeah. She'll put Lucky Charms in it from the cereal dispenser.
She's a menace. They have a picture of her in every single Hilton Garden Inn.
Every Hyatt.
No.
Banned from the Hyatts.
No Diane's.
For her cereal and waffle-related antics. But
I thought you were going to say her cereal-related antics as if, like she can't stop doing them. Like, it's ingrained in her to put cereal inside her waffle.
Also that. Also, sometimes she puts a hard-boiled egg in there. My name is definitely Diane.
Absolutely. She tries to just, like, get... Wow, Francis doesn't have a mic and he's mad.
He's mad. He wants to be on pod.
His name is actually Diane. Francis
right
Diane Davidovich.
No, but those hard-boiled eggs, when they're like in the little fridge. First of all, sometimes they're in the little fridge. You know what I mean?
I wish they were in a little fridge.
Sometimes they're just...
In a bowl?
Free bleeding out there.
Free bleeding, wow. Free sitting, I would say.
Also deeply wet.
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 Mm-hmm.
Soaked.
I'm trying... I've never met a good breakfast bar. I haven't had a good breakfast bar.
Not in the States, but I will say this about Copenhagen.
Oh, I see. They care about people there, though.
They care about a breakfast
There's
spread.
Way less people there.
They care about a breakfast spread. They'll give you the best yogurt you've ever had. They'll give you so many interesting breads and spreads.
I do love an Airbnb actual,
bed and
or whatever,
breakfast.
Like a bread and breakfast, like an actual one.
Yeah, those are nice.
Did I say Airbnb?
You did, but I know what you meant. You meant B&B.
Yeah, no. Oh, delicious breakfast.
Delicious breakfast.
What's more delicious than
I'd say
delightful
innkeeper.
Irish woman making your breakfast?
Yeah, I agree.
What did you call them?
An innkeeper?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Right? Because they keep the inn.
My name is definitely the innkeeper.
My name is innkeeper Diane.
And I have all the jams and jellies from the lands.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It really feels like they do, I
if
gotta say.
If you don't have local jams and jellies at your B&B.
Oh, here's a fucking poll.
Absolutely get out of the business. You do not deserve to have a B&B if you do not have local jams and jellies.
Local jams and jellies. My name is Diane.
My name is Diane.
But also, scone or scone?
Oh, it's scone.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Scone is British, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. It's. I'm not going to start saying it. It just feels weird.
Scone.
Scone.
Get a scone at a B&B sometimes. But that would be the scone at a hotel breakfast bar.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
If you're British, you can ream us out for this. It's fine.
Yeah, it's you're fine. Okay, this is a long testicle. Let's see.
I'm so sorry. So long. Okay. I'll tell you what that is.
I'm recording again.
What do you call the pipe that drains the water at the side of your house?
The outspout.
Outspout? What? Is that what that's called? Did you make that up?
No, I don't think so.
Holy shit. Because you hear the one out there. Should I get an ASMR? If it's still raining, I'll get an ASMR for the Slimer, but... That's how I know it's raining.
Rain on metal, though.
Rain on metal.
Yeah.
We call it an eavesdrop. Eavesdrop?
I don't think it's eavesdrop.
Eavesdrop? I can't say it.
But
I can't.
Eavesdrop.
Eavesdrop? Is it eavesdrop? Or
no, but you know when you eavesdrop on somebody?
Oh, yeah. That's a different word. I love that. I love an eavesdrop. Baby.
Honestly, best feeling in the world.
Love to listen to a couple's conversation.
My name is Julie Davidovich, and if I could do one thing in my entire life, it would be sit on a busy street corner and just listen.
Wow. And my name is Zoe Klar, and when couples fight around me, it is my lifeblood.
Ooh.
It is the only thing that gets me going.
Honestly, it is enjoyable.
It is really enjoyable. I do like hearing what other people complain about.
Me too, because it's so the same as me.
But different. Same, but different.
Everybody
but I'm like, has petty shit.
As long as it's petty, I'm happy.
Ugh. My name is Zoe Klar.
And Diane.
And also Diane.
Well, I know you have a couple bad boys to get into, so... Let's get into them, baby.
I definitely have at least... Oh, God, this was so annoying. This was so annoying. Do you know what a Foreo is or a Foreo? It's a, not that you care.
No, I don't.
It's like a Swedish company.
Okay.
But I like wash my face with it.
Oh, is it like a... Is it electronic?
Yeah, it's like a face washer.
Yes, it says.
Bitch, I have not... Like, that thing, like, I've charged it once.
Okay.
And I've had it for probably 2 or 3 years. I should actually look up when I got it. Holy shit, I've had it for years. And I left it at the hotel.
You left it at the hotel?
Yeah.
No.
I'm so sad.
That sucks.
I'm so fucking upset about
that. That's like when I left my Decaya at the airport.
Oh, it's just, God, it's painful.
It's a horrible feeling.
It's painful. It feels like a ghost.
Yeah. Doo-doo. Are you going to get another one?
Yeah, I did. I literally immediately had to buy one. I'll put a picture. Put a picture. My new one or my old one. I don't know which one I want to do.
Of your vibrator and Slimer.
It's really what
did
it is.
Did you get
is,
a different color?
I did.
Okay, see,
I went for
good.
Combination skin this time.
Oh, okay. You're spicing it up.
I actually am. I actually got the men's one last time because I felt like my pores needed
a man's touch. Yeah.
And now my pores need a combinational touch.
Oh,
combinational.
Yeah.
That's a word.
Yeah. They need it. They want it all, you know?
I'm sorry to hear that.
That sucks. I do hate misplacing things. But also you didn't even misplace it because you know where it is.
Yeah. And then I turned around to be like, maybe I'll like attempt to call the hospital. I'll attempt to call the, what's it called?
Hotel.
And they were like, not having it. They did not give a shit. And I was like, you know what? That's fucking fair. But I turned around and Francis was peeing into my suitcase.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's why you're airing it out?
That's why I'm airing it out.
Mm-hmm. Francis, so, what the fuck?
Look at his face. He's just like, now he's sorry.
That's so
he was not sorry.
Messed up.
I was very sarcastic with him last night. I was like, thank you for doing that.
Wait, it was
I really appreciate
like,
it.
You were like unpacking, so it was open, and
looking for that thing. Like it would, and they were just open because I knew he's a pisser. This boy loves to piss.
Yeah, I know. But come on, he knows he's not supposed to piss in that.
Does he?
Yes. You don't think he does?
No, he loves it. He really thinks it's like a, in his head, he's just like,
I guess it is
litter box. I'm mixing my scent.
It is litter box shaped.
You couldn't be more right about that.
Like a hard case
suitcase.
He's like,
mom like disappeared and then brought me this really expensive new litter box filled with her own clothing.
I never thought about it,
beautiful.
But they're carry-on sized litter boxes are.
Incredible. My name is
And they're almost
absolutely
exactly,
Purina.
They could perfectly fit in the bins that you can put through security.
Imagine you did. Just check a litter box.
A cat would
that was
love
your check.
To shit in that thing.
Oh, yeah. It's confusing when you're transporting a cat. Like, where do they put their piss? You know what I mean? They just have to hold it the whole time. Because they get really piss shy. Fran did not piss the whole time when I transported him down here.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't. And I took
Sully,
him out.
I used to fly back and forth to the East Coast with Sully. And he was pretty good about holding it. There was one time when he pissed in the bag.
Nice.
And it smelled. It was horrible.
It is. I mean, I felt bad. But yeah, one time Fran pissed. He's done it at least two or three times in his whole life. He's actually not, for some reason, a bag pisser. Yeah, we're talking about you. Bag pisser.
But he did it.
But he did once.
That would ruin my day.
Yeah, he did it in my, and it was just like insult to injury, really. It was just upsetting.
You were already dealing with something else.
And I literally have to use it in 2 days, so I'm annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even just like, the thing is, I do want to replace this one because I'm kind of tired of it.
I also need to replace my Jessica Simpson.
I can't, and I'm like, I hate it. Every single site now, they all look the same anyway.
I know, but the thing is, like, I kind of want a nice one.
Like the Away or whatever.
Yeah.
I know, but then you look at them and you're like, I can't, like, which one do I want? Do I want the moss green? Do I want the army
but
green?
But also, like, you can't really, like,
Not an ad for Away.
Not an ad for Away at all, but, like, they're expensive.
They're stupidly expensive.
And
I just want a hard shell bitch. Samsonite? Do you get a, what's the other one? Carl Hahn or whatever?
Cole Hahn?
Wow, no. I don't fucking know.
Not Carl. I don't know who that is.
What's his
her.
Fucking name?
Who's
the man who makes bags? You can get a Jessica Simpson too.
You can
get
a
Ashley
Jessica
Simpson
too at Ross Dress for Less, probably.
Oh shit!
Well, that's where I got
Waltz
mine.
Right in there. Rest in peace. And this is weird. I like went to. It was probably my bad boy back whenever I went to Toronto last year, but like I broke my leopard print bag.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Coming home, and it was
yeah,
so
that was
weirdly
your bad
full
boy.
Circle.
You broke the handle.
Yeah, I broke the circle and it was so weird because I'd gone to that mall that I bought it to or bought it at and like bag store still there. Really strange. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shit, it's probably been at least 20 years since I bought this bag.
I need a new bag.
Oh God, you got it. And like if it doesn't have 360 wheels,
Oh, no. Fuck.
What are you doing?
You fuck right on off.
I really had that thing for way too long.
I need to be able to switch directions like that. Like,
oh, yeah, you need to.
I mean, because I definitely had the one that only had two wheels for like way longer than I should have. And you got to tilt it back.
You did reveal to me that you were one of those kids who brought a wheelie bag to school.
I did bring a wheelie bag
Very
to school.
Revealing. It was a thing, though, for a while.
It was. Made me cool.
You know what? And you know why? You know how people wear like business suit gear now or whatever and think it's
sure.
cool? Well, I'm sorry. Suity. They like suit up and they're like, they're all suited up at lunch and they're like, are you in a business meeting?
Wait, like children do that? Like no, high I'm school?
No, not children.
Oh, real people.
Real people.
Okay.
Real humans.
Yeah.
It's like in fashion again. Like the fucking suits and pinstripes and shit.
Yeah, no, I know.
I hate it. I'm just not into it. It makes me confused. It makes me think you're at work in the morning, but you're eating eggs.
You're eating eggs like the rest of us.
You're eating
wet, hard-boiled eggs at the hotel breakfast bar like the rest of us.
Don't dress like that.
My bad boy.
Tell us about it. You remembered it.
Kind of related to breakfast. I actually texted you about it because I was so incensed. I went to the grocery store, and Faye yogurt was $10.99.
I forgot you told me.
They were out of...
That's awful.
They were out of Chobani Greek yogurt, which was like $5.99, but it was always cheaper. And I've been getting the Chobani because it's cheaper, but $5.99 is wild. And then they were out of that the flavor I wanted, which is just plain. It's not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get a brand. I think it's called Zoe, Z-O-I.
Maybe it's just Zoe?
Whatever it is, it's no Faye. Uh-oh. It tastes like cream cheese.
Interesting.
And it's like,
but no,
I like cream cheese, but not like this.
Yes, but not your vibe.
Not in my yogurt.
That's so confusing.
But what was I supposed to do? You know,
you don't like Skyr or whatever. Skyr.
They have a couple like weird Hungarian yogurty type of things where I'm like, huh, maybe I gotta try some Hungarian yogurt.
I know Bulgarian yogurt's a big thing or whatever. Sure. Ugh, pretty good though. Do like Bulgarian yogurt.
I'll try something new and I'll report back, Dairy Corner.
You know what? Dairy Corner. Do it. Yeah. Try it.
We'll call it the dairy aisle.
Maybe I'll...
Because we're always talking about it.
We really do talk about yogurt a lot. Women do love yogurt.
Well, there's yogurt, there's boursin.
Ugh.
The dairy aisle is real.
The dairy aisle is humongous. It's gaping, honestly.
Gaping dairy aisle.
Filled with... I don't even know what I'm going to have for dinner tonight.
Oh.
Like, who knows? What are you having for dinner tonight? Do we know yet?
Honestly, speaking of dairy aisle, I got this cheese that's like halloumi that you grill.
Yum.
That shit is so good. When you get it just crispy enough, it's so like,
About a month ago, I explained halloumi to someone that didn't know what halloumi cheese was. And it felt great. You know what I mean?
Halloumi?
When you get to explain cheese to somebody, it feels great.
Halloumi is fucking good. Halloumi underrated.
Delicious.
Underrated.
Salty.
It's so salty. When it gets crispy, fuck. Like, I want to eat it. I'm going to eat it later. I can't wait.
I'm going to eat it later. What do you usually eat with it? Like greens
I'll
or something?
Like a salad, yeah. Sorry about it. Good. My other bad boy, you were in New York, but the lunar eclipse here.
I was literally just going to good boy that. That's great.
You loved it?
I loved it. I enjoyed it. But here it was bad.
It was so mid.
So mid. That sucks. We had 80% visibilities.
Yeah. See, no. It was like... The one a couple years ago was more of an eclipse than that ever was.
I didn't get to see that.
It was so fucking lame. I was like, why am I outside for this? Like, comets are way cooler.
The totality line was a little bit of a bitch this time.
Well, it was closer to you in New York. I know, like, all my friends on the East Coast were like, wow, it was the best experience of my fucking life. And
it was enormous, but like, I mean, Amanda saw it in Quebec and it was enormous.
Oh, it was a big
boy. I think she was in totality zone too.
Oh.
Tara was in totality. In the path of totality, I forgot.
Yeah.
And so was Tara. She was in Indiana. But yeah, I don't know. People, and like, I was working. And a person came late because they were in, where were they, like Arkansas or something?
Oh, they were in the path.
Planned to see it. Yeah, they were like coming from the path.
Oh, yeah. People love to just travel to the path.
And
but,
like, Buffalo's in the path, but no thanks, bitch.
But I would rather be so far out of the path than I then get to complain and be like, that shit sucked.
You're right. That's very on brand for you.
Keep me out of the path so I can complain.
I don't want to see that shit. No, keep that fucking moon
out
in
of
the...
my goddamn face. Keep the sun and the moon separate.
I don't want to see that.
If they ever cross paths, don't show me.
Get back on your path, you loser. Stay in your
Literally
own lane. Stay in your own lane.
Stay in your own lane.
This
that's
is
what
some
I'm saying.
Elon Musk shit. Elon did this.
Yeah.
Did you see that article that was like, I'll put in the Slimer, teacher meets with students like some odd years later after they all made a pact to watch the eclipse together. And I was like, okay,
ew,
pervert. So you kept talking to these students after school or they all just showed up?
I mean,
I did not read the article.
That
a piece
does
of shit.
Stress me out.
No, it's not good.
Even though I'm desperate for my high school teachers to remember who I am. That's disgusting.
I didn't know that about you, but interesting.
I want them to look back on their career and be like, and I taught Zoe Klar. Zoe Klar. Out of all of the students, the most memorable one over 45 years of teaching was Zoe Klar.
What a beautiful soul.
Anyway, if you're one of my teachers listening, email me.
Just reach out to her just so she can feel better.
Email Diane if that's true.
Yeah. And you know what? I cannot stop thinking about halloumi cheese right now. I feel like I have to buy some.
Mm. Yeah, you could go to John's.
Oh yeah, they would have two kinds.
Yeah, they would have
like,
so many
what do you want,
kinds.
Wet
they
or
have
dry.
Like a pre-marinated kind.
Oh yeah, they have like delish. Dill halloumi or something.
Mm. Dill halloumi. My name is Diane.
That would be her literal stripper name for sure.
Okay, and we decided literally weeks ago that we were going to introduce a new segment called Orca Updates.
Wow.
Because we learned fact about orcas that, you know,
it's
they're the monsters of the deep, blah, blah, blah. Underrated killers, we all know.
Call them monsters, but they're beautiful beasts.
They're beautiful beasts, blah, blah, blah. But they're like worse than dinosaurs. Anyway.
Worse than dinosaurs. I'm not even sure what she means. It's a bold statement.
Perfect poll for the week.
Really worse than dinosaurs. Do you feel like they're related? I don't think they said they were related to necessarily dinosaurs. What was the land dwelling
ship? To dinosaurs.
I guess so.
My name is Diane. My name is Diane Darwin. Okay, but orcas. One orca, like as a joke, wore a fish as a hat.
Imagine.
And then it became like a trend among orcas to like wear a fish as a hat. Like I don't even know how they did it. They killed the fish.
Oh my god, yeah, they killed the fish for sure.
And then they wore it as a hat.
Dead fish.
As a joke. Because that is just like them.
That's humor.
It is humor in a way.
Or maybe it's fashion. I don't know. They were trendsetting.
Is it humor or is it fashion?
Yeah. They were beaching themselves.
I think it's humor. I think they killed it. And they were like, haha, I can wear my victim as a hat. Because they're sick perverts, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. Because they do kill for sport.
They kill for sport.
Like, I guess like, humans do that too.
I know, but it's like the same thing as us wearing like alligator boots.
Would Dexter wear
a serial killer as a hat?
Exactly.
I mean, if he could live his truth, yeah.
I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel like perfect.
Absolutely. Trump would definitely wear his victim as a hat.
Oh my God. He just looks like leather at this
point. He would also wear a steak, a Trump steak as a hat.
Oh my God. What do you think? What's on the menu right now?
At
the spring menu at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, definitely something with peas.
Oh my God. Peas are everywhere right now.
Peas are so hot. Are peas having a moment?
Peas are now broccoli.
I know
what
we've looked
the
up
new...
the Mar-a-Lago menu, but you're right. We need to see it.
I got
to
see it again.
We need to see it.
But
spring.
I think you're right about peas for sure.
Dining the
Mar-a-Lago Okay, because asparagus had a makeover a while ago, right? We're talking about green vegetables. I had a makeover. Brussels sprouts, makeover.
Huge makeover.
Or rebrand, I should say.
Yeah, but I mean, why can't I find their menu? Oh yeah, we can only find the like a specialty menu for Thanksgiving. We couldn't really find.
Oh, listen to this though. Six-star seafood night every Wednesday evening on the patio. This dinner buffet features a sumptuous array consisting of an appetizer table. This sounds like AI. 2-pound lobsters, freshly grilled fish and meat items, salads, and a dessert bar accompanied by a saxophonist under the stars.
Horrible.
My name's Diane. Really saxophonist disgusting. Under the stars.
I don't know what they serve, what the lunch menu is. Definitely peas. I think they keep it on lock and key so people like us don't make fun of it.
It's sad, isn't it?
It's sad. Just put your menu online. You'll probably increase the amount of people who go to your establishment.
You're probably right.
If you were going to a new restaurant, do you always look up the menu beforehand?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
A little too controlling that way, I think. I don't want to have a bad meal. I mean,
I need to know.
I want to know if I'm going to have some absolutely shit meal.
I need to know.
You know what I mean?
And it's like, it's about the vibe, but it's also about the options.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I think you were literate, like menu literate enough.
Yeah.
There's some people that maybe look at a huge menu with 4,000 things and are like, you know what? At least there are 4,000 items here. I can find something for anybody.
No, you want a place that has like
14 items. Max.
14 items. That's actually correct. You want like 5 appetizers, you know? maybe two or three salads.
Yeah.
And then six entrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's strong. Delicious. That's very strong. That's delicious.
That's delicious.
And that's called Zoe's Backyard.
That's Zoe's Backyard. Because
she's going to, wow, imagine having a little backyard restaurant.
No desserts, no sides, no drinks.
And the sign says that underneath.
No water.
No free water. At
just
least.
14 items.
That's 14 items. No water.
It's BYOW. It's
bring your own fucking water.
It's bring your own
fucking goddamn
water.
Jug. You'll be a trendsetter. Will you have one of those things out there? No, you're not offering water. What am I saying?
I'm not offering water.
I forget.
You come
but
thirsty.
I do love those things at the airport with the you can just fill up your water bottle.
Oh, so do I.
Oh, God.
You come thirsty and hungry, and you leave just thirsty.
My name is Diana.
And that's the Zoe's Garden guarantee.
Wow, Zoe's Garden.
Okay, let's do some updates, because why not? Yum, first yum. Of all, a deep, deep, deep bad boy in the hole.
Wow.
To O.J. Simpson.
One of the
unsaddest
thing I've ever heard. Unsaddest, I said. I said unsaddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. So, Badonk and Dog to O.J., the juice.
You suck.
You suck.
Where is the bad dog?
Technically never found guilty, but you know, I don't think he's going to be remembered for football.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely, I mean, by some people not. For sure, but
definitely not. And you know, he also is sort of indirectly responsible for the Kardashians.
You're right.
So I also blame him for that.
When the what's it called?
American Crime Story.
No. Sorry, what's her fucking name?
That was
name
good.
Now? It was no. I
Nicole
really
Nicole Brown
it.
Simpson.
No, Jenner.
Oh, Caitlyn.
Caitlyn. Wow, I forgot her first name. I was gonna call her literally Kendall, and then I realized
no, that's a different.
That's
one.
That's a literal different person.
Yeah, it's a different one, but yeah.
Anyway, all K names really.
Yeah.
So
although Caitlyn
nuts.
Chose a C.
Oh, good for you. You know what, Caitlin? Good for you.
I know. She dared to be different.
Ugh, I hate this world.
Oh, yeah. She tweeted like...
Something, you know,
I think she tweeted good riddance.
Yeah. And I had to like do such mapping to remember why they were related in that
yeah,
way. And I was like, oh, right. Rob.
There's a Rob.
Oh, my gosh.
I
Rob.
Mean, Dave, wow. That's David the Schwimmer.
Oh, my God. We should put Rob's hologram...
Oh, you're right. This is a huge day for Rob's hologram.
It's a really good day for them. When I think
Rob Kardashian's hologram.
I really think about Rob Kardashian's hologram.
We need him to speak at the Juice's funeral.
Oh, my. Wow. I think he should.
Kanye, if you're listening, bring back the hologram for the funeral, please.
Do you think people have talked about that already with him or what? Do you think they've asked him to literally bring back the hologram?
I think that like maybe OJ requested it in his will.
Actually, I want a divorce.
Absolutely. Apparently while he was on his deathbed, great. As his family was visiting him, he made them sign NDAs.
I'm sorry.
I think that's kind of a sick move to make the people visiting you at your final resting place sign NDAs. But
my name is Zoe Clark.
My name is definitely like why not?
Practically OJ.
You know, why not like ruin their lives on your way out?
That's really interesting. Sign an NDA.
I mean,
what the fuck?
Why? The thing is, like,
what are you talking? Like, not you, but like, how?
If he's making like
also,
a deathbed, exactly. Like, you're making a deathbed confession. I think there's a lot of questions now about like if Ron Goldman, if their families are going to still get paid out.
I saw that. Like, that's the main question. Which yeah. Jesus Christ, just fucking pay them out, you. Dipshit.
Agreed.
Especially Ron. I mean, like, poor sweet Ron.
I know.
Did nothing wrong at all.
I mean,
totally overshadowed.
Oh, yeah.
So sad.
Oh,
that,
yeah. His
that
family
podcast
hates it.
Was good.
Yeah, it was a good podcast. And I thought the show was good, too. American Crime Story.
Yeah.
I bet they're going to have an increase in views now.
Oh, I bet they will. It's probably going to be all over whatever
also,
place.
Also, Chris Darden.
Who is that again?
Chris Darden was... I don't think he was the DA. He wasn't because Marsha Clark was the DA. He was like the assistant, the ADA on the OJ case.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
he's right. Running for, he was like on the ballot this year for something.
Oh,
maybe like a court, maybe like a judge seat. I think he was running for a judge seat.
That's interesting news.
Email Diane if you voted for him.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
But he was in the trial of the century.
I mean, yeah, that was quite a trial.
I would say it was
just
quite
a
trial.
I mean, I guess I understand how it all went wrong, but boy.
It was quite the trial.
What a mess, gotta say.
So, badonkadonk to him.
Truly.
Deeply.
There were so many memes, I could not handle it. It just kind of felt like You know when like LeBron? Yeah. No, what am I saying?
Kobe.
Kobe. Wow. I don't know basketball at all.
Yeah. No, I know.
Died and just like it was so confusing because you're just like, I don't like the memes are going to be so confusingly annoying. Like,
except
also, was that 2019 or 2020? Kobe.
I think it
was like right.
I was in public when it happened.
Wow. I was right here.
I was out to dinner. I was out to lunch.
Interesting news.
Everyone remembers where they were, you know.
I went to Red Lion that day, though.
Oh, fun.
I definitely had a sausage to toast.
Okay. And now you can't have a sausage without thinking of Kobe Bryant.
It's true.
Deep. Okay, the next update. Mm-hmm. Okay, this I meant to mention with the eclipse, but apparently Jason Derulo looked into the eclipse.
Jason Derulo. What are you doing out there?
What are you doing, man?
Please, okay. I do think about that TikTok a lot. I don't know if it's a TikTok or what.
Oh, the corn one?
Jason Derulo.
Oh, yeah. The January, February, March. Yeah.
It really does. It really does. Like, how now you really think of it.
We'll put out in Slimer if you don't know what we're talking about. But exactly. If you don't know what we're talking about, you don't deserve to listen to the podcast.
You don't deserve Jason Derulo.
Okay, Gypsy Rose has had quite the 2 weeks since we've been on hiatus.
It's nuts because... on one hand, obviously this happened months ago. She's been in like hiding this for weeks.
You think so?
Yeah, right? I mean, like,
they're both weird about promoting the show in all of this. They're like,
it's confusing.
So she is getting a rock hard D from her husband, Ryan Anderson.
Wow, this is going to be a good divorce here, I think.
I'm 2024, feeling good divorce it. I'm feeling it. Like, we're off to a banger.
We really are.
We're off to a banger with Gypsy Rose and Ryan Anderson. But both of them in their statements were like, and watch it all unfold on Gypsy after lockup coming this summer to Lifetime. Like, Ryan put that in his post. I'm like, damn.
Ryan. Like, what's his job now? Is he going to start selling tummy tea or something?
He's going to start selling tummy tea. He's going to
quit his job and start just becoming an influencer.
It's going to be hard for him to be a teacher right now.
I guess so.
But
he wants the fame.
So the additional news is, all this is according to TMZ, but listen, Gypsy Rose got a temporary restraining order against Ryan, her estranged husband.
It's so random.
I guess we'll have to see what unfolds Lifetime.
It all went downhill when, you know, she dyed her hair blonde.
Yep.
And I'm just She's kidding. Getting,
this she all, got, this a, all she got her nose job.
No, this all happened definitely before this.
She's been spotted with her ex-fiance.
Oh my God.
And apparently they got matching tattoos of huskies.
I feel like you predicted this, though. I feel like you predicted that she would like cheat on her dude with the ex-fiance.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to listen back to the episode, maybe, because it does feel predictable because she like broke up with him for Ryan. It seems like there's a lot of questionable overlap, so I wouldn't be surprised if there was then questionable overlap on the other side.
Zoe's a marriage counselor also, by the way.
I am.
Yeah.
I'll talk about questionable overlap any day of the week.
Questionable overlap.
Yep.
She, I think it really was just like, what happened, I think, was like, she got a divorce.
Yeah.
Then she did her like new glow up thing where she was like, I'm going to go blonde. I'm going to get plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, and then like she removed her Instagram account and then she was like, I'm back now.
Right.
I think, but private. And she's wild. She's having fun on the internet, baby.
I'm going to get a rock hard D. I'm going to fuck my ex. I'm going to get a nose job. We're going to get matching husky tattoos that face each other. And then I'm going to. Wow.
They love huskies.
Then you can watch it all unfold this summer on Lifetime.
I can't wait. I honestly am going to watch it.
It's working for me.
I'm
going to
watch it unfold. There's no one I wanted to watch this unfold for more than Gypsy
Rose.
That's
the thing is, like, I'm going to tune in to watch this unfold on Lifetime.
Yes.
And
they know them. They got me.
They got me. Ryan Anderson, you got me. Gypsy, you got me. This other fucking guy, Ken Urker, you got me.
That's the ex?
That's the ex.
Oh, God. At least, I mean.
Gypsy Rose Urker.
Gypsy Rose Urker, but, like, can anything be as bad as her ex? Even though, like, her ex had some problems.
Oh, you mean the one that helped her kill her mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no. Definitely. I mean, he's probably the worst ex of them all.
Probably the worst. I mean, like, he did that. He did, like, some indecent stuff in, like, a Wendy's or something.
Oh, I mean, who among us?
He's done some shit. He's really... But, like, what I'm wondering is this, like, previous ex. What was his deal again? I forget. What's the bad shit that he did?
I don't know, but I remember being like, oh, Gypsy, he's kind of hot. I remember thinking that when I was watching the documentary, was that he was sort of a babe.
I'm going to have to find this man.
And Ryan was a decided a step down. So I understand why she wanted to get back with Ken.
I mean, we're not here calling Ryan ugly, but...
Oh, I am.
Okay, but Zoe is, so...
I mean, whatever.
Welcome to the jungle.
You know, she had got a restraining order against him, so I can call him ugly.
Okay, good point.
The next update is about Gary, the Golden Bachelor. Wow. He talks like this.
Pretty good impression of Kermit. I mean, he really does sound like Kermit, though.
Teresa, we're going to have to get a rock hard D.
Wow, this is a huge divorce here.
And another big, another fat D.
It's just like, I'm blown away that when we do our end of the year episode, it's going to be, who's had the, I mean, who else is up for divorce then? We're going to have divorce predictions. I will. I'll predict them all day.
We'll predict them all
day. I predicted Vanessa and Nick Lachey, but
yeah, I don't I feel so. Like they're... I think they're more in love than ever.
Oh, God, it's disgusting.
Honestly, and I would watch their love. I would watch their love unfold.
Oh, wow. My name is Zoe Clark.
My name is Zoe Clark.
Maybe they'll have a show called Nick and Vanessa Watching Her Love Unfold.
On Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yeah. Actually, I want their internal life to be broadcast during the next season of Love is Blind.
That's a really good idea.
I don't want them to have their own show. I want them to be woven into the Love is Blind tapestry.
Oh, interesting.
And tortured like those contestants.
That's so strange, but yeah.
They should be tortured.
Also, like, you know when, when, what was that show that Jessica had? Newlyweds.
Yeah.
What if they had a show like that? Yeah, not Newlyweds.
I'm sure Nick is desperate to do that again.
Poolyweds.
Oh, yeah. He definitely needs Poolyweds.
Poolyweds.
Yeah, so they got a divorce, or the Golden Bachelor, Gary and Teresa, are getting a divorce in three months.
Very telling photo of them on Slamorama. Just, he looks very uninterested.
After getting married. Yeah, and all the reports are like, yeah, they live far away from each other. Yeah, neither of them wanted to leave their family. But also, she loved him and he didn't. That's like what all of the news said.
I mean, he seems like a swindler, which I think he is.
He's a Tinder swindler.
He is the Tinder.
He's the Tinder swindler.
He is Tinder swindler too. He's like golden Tindler swindler.
He is the golden Tindler swindler, indeed.
He's a golden swindler, and
no one can deny that.
This guy's a piece of shit. I want to see the inside of this guy's house.
You know this guy's on Raya now.
Oh yeah,
he's blowing up Raya in Indiana or wherever
that
the fuck
sucks. Oh no, he's gonna get so much tail.
He's gonna get so much Gary.
He's gonna be rolling in tail.
But I liked the first half of that season, and I will never regret not watching the second half.
It was so bad. Do they, I think I only watched like three episodes. It was the last three and not even, I don't even know. It was so bad. But is there going to be another season?
Oh yeah. Well, they're going to do a Golden Bachelorette. They're filming that now with probably one of the.
It's going to be unbelievably bad. I have to watch it. That is the only one I want to watch now.
All of these old men.
They're going to be so bad. That generation.
I know. They're going to be so racist. They're going to be so racist.
No way. Oh, wow. I can't. Where do they even shoot that? Like
here.
Yeah. But like, I'm curious where, because I'm going to.
You're going to bomb it?
No.
Don't shoot her. Or don't kill her. Or don't arrest her.
I'm not.
You're going to try and go to one of the talent shows?
I'm just so curious. Oh, yeah, because I'm going to dress up as an old woman.
You know how they always do that? Anyway, email Diane. Those are all the updates.
I mean, there's only going to be one woman, and she's going to have to sift through all these, like, generationally terrible men.
I know. They're
generationally terrible.
Like, boomers.
Yeah, that's the thing,
But the thing
though.
Is, boomers are so desperate to be on reality TV when you think about it.
It's just like, even the caliber of, oh God, I don't know. They're
going
to be
so racist.
The caliber
of boomer is going down. I think it's a shorter shoot time than the regular Bachelorette or the Bachelor. And I also think they're like allowed to have their phones or something. Like there are, it is
wow,
different
allowed
from
to have their phones.
I know.
That's so nice of them.
Luxury. It is different from like the regular Bachelor.
I can't. I mean, I felt like this version that they just did was like, every single woman, I mean, definitely had plastic surgery. It kind of sucked.
I know.
It kind of was sad because it's just like, oh, I don't think they're, I mean, whatever. Maybe it does. It's like, it's only sad in that, like, it feels like Hollywood always wins.
I know, but these, it's also like,
it's personal preference too.
These are people who want to be on The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's
so
kind of the thing,
I do feel like, you know, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same percentage in the general population as the group of people who are trying to get on TV.
Do you think that Gary, is that his name? Wow. Yeah. Do you think he got injections?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. I think.
Gary, how much are you paying for injections, buddy?
I don't know how much he's paying, but I do think he's on something.
Listen, it's just sad.
I actually,
what a terrible show.
What a horrible man. It. All men, not all men.
Not all
but
men.
Gary.
But Gary.
But
for
Gary
sure.
For sure. Phenomenal. And we should have known from his voice.
Oh yeah, he is, you know? Kermit the Frog vibes.
Teresa, I'm so sorry, but it's not working out.
It really, I mean, it would be funny.
You won't move and I won't move, and honestly, I don't like you all that much.
And if there was like a Kermit the Frog puppet beside her face, just like moving.
Yeah.
And we didn't see her face. You'd think it was
like,
him.
Oh, Gary. I don't know.
And she honestly looked very weak.
She does look weak.
Yeah.
I don't take this out, but...
wow.
Am I wrong?
No. Can't have that. Can't have that, Gary.
All right, so let's shut the door on the updates. Let's shut the door on that on two perfect divorces.
Wow, I can't believe so many angelic divorces.
And a death.
And a death. Wow, perfect divorce and death. Two perfect divorces and a death. For Bad Boy updates, that's actually a lot.
And Jason Derulo stared at the eclipse.
I mean...
he could never forget.
He could go blind.
He could.
We don't know. Actually, what happens if that happens? I'll put in the Slimer, maybe.
Okay.
Because I already forget.
I think you burned it right. I don't think Mark McGrath... Actually, he might have looked at the eclipse.
I think he might have.
I think he might have.
Hmm. But here, though... I
he's
mean,
on
I know
Retina
only...
Watch.
Mark is on Retina Watch.
Yeah, no, in Florida or wherever the fuck he is.
Yeah, I kind of
so
believe he's more
path.
Like Orange County. I don't know why.
Oh, right.
Oh, do you think he's at Coachella this weekend? Wow, I love a Coachella weekend.
No,
it's
I
so...
don't.
Not busy here.
I know.
I love
see,
that they're all in the mud there, too.
I don't really feel
like
it
crazy.
In my neighborhood as much, but I definitely felt it in Echo Park. But actually, driving here, it was like the same amount of traffic as normal. But I would imagine like getting brunch or something.
It's probably less busy.
It's probably less.
I mean, it's just been like, don't kill me, I live on a main street. Seems
quieter.
A lot less busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense.
It's raining like a hell, though. Holy
yeah,
shit.
That also might. Anyway, who's your good boy this week?
Oh my God. I forgot. Let's see.
I'll do mine. I made a carrot cake.
Oh, yep. You're a carrot cake fan? So clearly the icing was not that sweet.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I severely decreased the amount of sugar in the icing.
Okay.
It was a cream cheese icing and with maple syrup.
Excuse me.
And then they were supposed to add, it was like two packages of cream cheese, a quarter cup of maple syrup, and then they wanted two additional cups of confectioner sugar.
Wow.
And I was like, that's not okay. That's too much. So I only did one
it's
more cup of
but...
sugar.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure
it was
still
delicious. Too much.
Still too much.
I think next time I'll add a little salt. I think
that's
everyone needs
point.
One cake in their repertoire. And I like carrot cake because
really
it's good
love
for
a
you.
Carrot cake. Because it's good for you. But like, it's good. I love a raisin.
Oh, there's also
cake.
An entire stick of butter in the icing.
Oh, shit.
Of
I mean,
course.
It's not that good for you, but
no.
It's good for you it, in your heart.
Look, it's... like it's like a cake, but there's also carrots in it.
Oh, man, I love a fucking carrot cake, I will say.
Yeah, it's, and I did a good job. I added nuts.
I
don't
nuts.
Mind raisins in there.
No, I love it. Load it up.
But you know, some people do.
Some people are not my friend.
But it was the Smitten Kitchen recipe. Anyway, I took
oh,
a picture
God,
and put it in Wilmer.
Okay, beautiful. Did you put a little carrot?
No, but I did
it?
I did a walnut design.
Oh, cute. A little walnut design.
A little bit of a
I
walnut design.
See it. It's
I mean, look, it doesn't look like a professional made it. It looks like a person made it in their kitchen, which is what happened.
Jeez. Okay. Well,
but it tasted really good.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I love, I'm saying sheet cake, but I love one made in like a 9x13 or whatever.
Oh, delicious. It was a round, two tiered.
Yum.
No,
two
one
tiered?
No, sorry, one tier.
Who are you?
I meant two cakes.
Oh, still though.
Stacked.
But it's like, still, that's like, that's advanced.
You're right.
That's advanced.
You're right. I'm incredibly advanced.
You
true.
Are advanced.
I'll,
you're an advanced
we'll put
baker.
A picture of Wilmer Sly Ramen. You if, can decide whether or not I'm advanced.
If you watch like an episode of Bake Off at least like, you know, 12 times, you're advanced. You know
yeah,
some
I'm an advanced
shit.
Baker.
You are, though.
I'm okay. The thing
baking
is,
is fun.
I'm good. I'm good. But
she's
I'm
good.
Not great.
And she likes math, so.
I do like math. I'm good, but I'm not great. And I don't, nothing looks like impeccable. It always tastes good, but it's not like impeccably made.
I mean, I never really.
Like the texture is always a little off and it always looks a little off.
Sometimes I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I mean, most of the times I don't really care, but like sometimes I try a little bit.
The texture on the carrot cake was actually was actually good, but it was like there was difference between the two different, like the tins were different that I cooked the two cakes in, and so when I stacked them, they like had a sort of separate consistency with in the crumb.
Interesting.
But whatever.
I mean, Paul would notice it, unfortunately.
Yeah, Paul would notice it,
but
for sure.
There was no Paul in your kitchen that
no,
day.
No, not in my kitchen. Who's your
so
good
fuck
boy?
Off, Mer. You know what? Very close to yours. It's a dessert.
Ooh.
It's an ube donut that I had.
Oh.
It was really, really
in
good.
New York?
Yeah.
I've never had an ube. Ube is sort of a thing right now.
It really, I mean, yeah. I love ube, though. It's so
I mean, it's a new thing for white people is what I should
it's definitely
say.
A new thing for white people.
Like,
for
I
sure.
think, like, Trader Joe's just introduced a bunch of ube products.
They really did in the last, like, year or two.
So I think that's what I mean.
Because they actually, we were getting their, like, ube pancake mix for a while.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
Is it, like,
it's
sweeter? Or is it, like...
It's like Grimace's piss. It's... No, yeah. not even. It's just... It's kind of naturally sweet, almost, where you're just like, that's nice.
I know. I've had it, like... I've had ube, but never in a baked good.
It's so tasty. It's really good. You kind of, like, underestimate the sweetness of it.
Did
it's
you take
nice.
A photo?
Maybe. I took a photo of maybe in the other one I had. If not, I can probably find one.
Well, you don't have to, but it
cause,
I
like,
mean...
it was because like I was thinking about it since the last time I had it, and I was like, I need to have it again. But then they didn't have the one that I had, so I got like an ube cruller.
Mm.
It was really good.
Interesting,
so
ube cruller.
I got the cruller this time.
Right, let's move on to TV talk.
Wow.
TV talk. Okay, I guess we have to talk about the end of Curb.
Wow.
As two Jews,
two
were you
Jews
deeply
might.
Emotional?
Not really.
Me neither.
It wasn't that. I mean, it was just like, oh, okay.
It was sort of exactly
Seinfeld
what you
references.
Thought would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry was in it.
Yeah.
Seinfeld, not my
beep,
husband.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, I was like, for yep. a second, I was like, oh.
Beep, 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 indeed.
He
I
was
mean,
there.
He was there, and it was fine.
It was like every. It was like a clip show almost, because it was like,
yeah.
Oh, let's remind ourselves of like, oh, the Israeli, what's her face? Like this, I remember that character, I forget her name.
Right. I mean, it was like let's take a
person.
Walk down memory lane here.
Everyone who hates David or Larry David, like
everyone hates Larry David, blah blah blah. But I still enjoyed it, and I mean, I feel like he had to be a little cheesy when he ended it. I mean, it was a long show.
I guess, yeah, and like I guess they're all kind of like.
And I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I just you know, don't they? Isn't a lot of their dialogue like improv?
Yeah,
they still do a good job.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I mean they're a little like slower now, but they're still good.
They're still good.
Funny,
it's
Susan
sad
still
that
kills
Richard
it.
Died.
I mean that is really sad.
Like
but he looks
love...
really really bad.
He looked really. I mean really he bad. Did look bad.
What was he suffering of? Like was he like?
Yeah, what did he die of? Oh, right. He had Parkinson's.
Poor man.
I know. But yeah, I thought it was fine. I watched this weird documentary or a docuseries on Netflix called Unlocked, the Jail
oh,
Experiment.
Yeah. Oh. Jail Experiment.
And I'm like, every time
person
I watch
on YouTube now.
Every time I watch something that takes place in jail, I'm like, I know this is exploitative and bad. Mm. But basically, the sheriff had this in a jail in Arkansas decides to conduct an experiment where they open up all of the doors and the inmates are allowed to like wander around freely. Whereas usually they're only allowed to have 1 hour out of, they have 23 hours in the cell, 1 hour out of the cell. This was like an experiment.
And it was barbaric.
It's so fucked up. And this was like an experiment where they then were allowed to wander around the area freely and go outside and talk to each other and blah, blah, blah. And the takeaway was like, yeah, it's a good thing. Obviously, I mean, there was like ups and downs, you know, there were people who fought and got kicked out and people who were like doing drugs and got kicked out. But ultimately at the end, it was like everyone came together as a community and they were way happier and all this stuff. So it kind of.
I don't know why the government feels like they need to micromanage humans that hard into like, you know, assigning them a small tablet to live in.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like not even like a.
I mean, and like they make
like kill
they make inmates
stress.
Work and like underpay them, and so obviously bad. It's racist and horrible.
Oh, it's systematically bad. Wow, it's just like it really goes all the way to the top. It's so sad.
I know
how much people just profit off of even inmates. Like, so you could theoretically do something wrong, and then someone could profit off
and
of your life
like,
for life.
So this was like a wing of the jail that had a bunch of former like people who had previously gone to prison in it. But you just realize like. I obviously we know how horrible the jail system is, but like the people that are just sitting in there awaiting trial, not convicted of a crime, but still just like in jail because they can't make bail. It's so fucked.
That sucks.
Ugh. Anyway, it I watched the whole thing, but it's like the people, the subjects on the show, the inmates, they're all very interesting people. Yeah. And that's really what makes it like interesting to watch, is like the people who are in it.
It just feels like a bunch of bullies that would not want to empower someone who was having one of the worst days of their life. You know, it's just like, it's so rude.
Oh, you mean like the sheriffs and
just the whole system is so fucked up.
I found it interesting, but I'm still like, every time I watch something that takes place in a prison, I'm like, this is exploitative for sure.
Yeah.
But I found it to be, they say at the end, like the text at the end said they're still doing it, like still right now in that jail, in that wing of the jail, all the doors are open. So I'm like, okay, if that's true, that's good.
I don't see the harm. I really don't understand why.
No, there's no
just
harm.
Like figure it out.
There's no harm.
It's so stupid.
Any other TV talks?
What was that series that we were watching before the whale thing? That was like that YouTube series.
It's
like, and they keep changing the names of the episodes, so it's just like
the crazy biology of the narwhal.
I watched a bunch of those.
So did
so
I.
So funny.
Oh, I watched Sloth.
Oh yeah, Sloth.
Did you watch Sloth?
No, but I just remembered another show I watched.
Did you watch Penguin?
Yes.
You watched Emperor Penguin.
That was wild.
You would be shocked how far these motherfuckers can swim down.
That's nuts. It's
we'll
nuts.
Definitely, we'll put this YouTube channel in Wilmer, because like, if you like, if you loved the Orca episode, which I know you did, you would love this web series.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's kind of a cute series.
I think because the woman who does it is like genuinely interested in what she's talking about, but also it's very accessible. It's not like too sciencey,
and it's not too like weirdly stuffed with stupid images or like AI shit.
No, it's very, it's very informative and very interesting.
Yeah, so take that, YouTube. You did something good for once.
You did something
good.
In
Zoe's
good. Eyes. Yeah.
Wait, what else did I watch? There was
Gorilla.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't watch Gorilla.
Oh, I watched Gorilla.
Maybe I'll watch Gorilla. But there was the finale, I think it's the finale of Finding Your Roots, but it was the episode of like just randos. Randos that, like three randos.
That had no connection to each other. Yeah. Because they usually try to connect them.
Yeah, no, but it was just like three random people, just like that weren't celebrities at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was okay. Wasn't that?
Were they related to any celebrities at the end?
No. Oh. And that would have been fun though. That would have been
fun. I liked when they added that to Finding Your Roots.
Yeah, there was oh, it was Lena Dunham is related to Larry David.
Oh.
Well, can you imagine?
That sort of tracks.
Yeah. I mean, it does, but he would be very upset to learn that.
Yeah, but they're both annoying.
For sure. For sure.
So 100%. I don't know if that's genetic, but.
Who was Lena Dunham and I forget who the other. Oh, it was, shit, fucking Michael Douglas? Was that his name? Who's the
one
that's married to Catherine Zeta-Jones?
I think that is Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
Email
that
Diane.
Was the second last episode.
All right.
TV talk.
TV talk.
Mark McGrath,
all right.
Go on
I
TV.
Mean, this was a quick ep, but look, we're coming back from a break. We had updates. OJ, you know, passed, so we're definitely feeling
OJ died,
that.
So there you go.
So there you have it. There's the fucking episode. I mean, we did that for you.
Yeah.
That was all
you're
us.
Waiting for that. That was, yeah, we can absolutely.
That, you know, don't blame us, but thank us. Email Diane at badboypod.com your thank you note. Shop.badboypod.com for a t-shirt, and follow us at Bad Boy Podcast so you can see what's happening in Wilmer Slimerama, so you can see our awesome Instagram stories occasionally, so you can
please
feel the rush of following Diane.
Yeah, please feel the rush.
Did I say email Diane at badboypod.com? I probably did.
Maybe.
I probably did. Leave us a 5-star review.
Or Diane will jump off a building. Uh-oh, you don't want that
Uh-oh,
on your conscience.
Oh, you don't want blood on your hands, do you?
You don't want that.
No.
But you do want a free pen.
But you
so
want a
that.
Free pen, so leave us a 5-star review. And after that,
kiss Diane in the mouth.
Yeah, well. Brought to you by Lady Parts.